Hi there, Chris. Chris, thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Tara, of course, wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works and what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then also, because it's still a fairly young company, she did want me to apply that new in business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Not too bad. How about you?
Not bad. Not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. You know, I do have your file here in front of me, Chris, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't really know who to call. And for you, especially being that it's a younger company, that's powerful. People won't need to already know the name of your business, but they'll certainly find you when they go on Google or go on Bing, when they're typing in junk removal or debris hauling or any of the keywords related to the services that you provide. Your business will be one of those top options for people to see. Now, of course, that means you'll get calls directly to you. So it's not like a lead-based service. You're not paying for the lead and then chasing down the lead. You're not in a bidding war. You just get calls directly from someone who's essentially choosing you over the competition. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is it just you doing the work or do you have a help?
Well, it is me most of the time, but I've got a helper if I need one.
Okay, perfect. So it's not meant to inundate you with more work than you can take on, but when the calls come to you, you can kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you, whether it's the bigger job or the job closer to home. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate, and we do offer the service on a month-to-month basis. That being said, you do qualify, like I said, for reduced pricing. In fact, the new in-business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It's not like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's really more of like an assistance program just to make it affordable for younger companies because we know that although there are no long-term contracts, our clients do tend to keep the service because it's profitable to be on that first page where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. So your success is our success. We want to make this as affordable as we can here. And it's not just for Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, there'd be Facebook paid ads as well. So we can quickly target anywhere in your service area, get your phone ringing. Now, you're looking at a reduced rate here, like I said. In this case, it'd be exactly $249.00. It would bill once a month for $249. There's no taxes or fees. Of course, there's no lead fees on top of it because the calls come directly to you. Now, I'm sure you have questions for me, but at least on the surface, Chris, being that it's designed to get your phone ringing and that flat rate on a month-to-month basis, is that something you would want for Ozark's junk removal?
Yeah, for $250 a month, you said?
Yeah, it's a flat rate. Normally, it's $599. You're actually seeing more than 50% off the normal cost of the service. And like I said, it's to the penny. I mean, straightforward pricing. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, I did notice, well, at least Tara did not attach a website here. Is there not currently a website for your business?
No, I am trying to get one, actually.
You
right
are?
Now.
Okay. We actually do websites in-house for our clients that don't have a website. And, you know, obviously our job is not just to list you on the first page. It's to give the people who see you there the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. Now, sometimes for the younger companies, what they would do is allow me to include a website for you either low cost or no cost. I mean, like I said, we want you to see success right from the very beginning. Now, if I could get the website included, I mean, there would be a $99 setup fee, but that's not for the website. That's for the content and everything else that we have to create, all the different destinations and the directories and getting you verified and things like that. But that's just a one-time setup fee of $99, and it only attaches to that first month. But what I'm doing right now is trying to get my supervisor to include that website at no additional cost, which would mean that we would actually build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, do you have photos already of some of the work that you've done, like before and after photos, that kind of thing?
Some of them, yeah.
You do have some, okay. Because we do want you to have that website. Now, if we do get that website included, like I said, it would not be just the initial construction of the site that would be included. The hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website would be included as well. So as we send you jobs, you can always take more photos or even videos, and we can add that to your website. There would never be any additional cost for that. Now, you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll always see exactly how much work you're getting and where the work's coming from. Now, most of the time, you'll simply get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will be calling your number directly. Now, the website that we'll build will also have a contact form, so people can tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, when they would want you to come out, etc. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email, Chris, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they do type into that form does repopulate right on your tracking and reporting system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No. So the only thing that I'd have to pay for really is just the website development, or the paid for the $99 setup fee.
So it includes the first month. So it is month to month, of course. So the $99 setup fee attaches to the first month. So you'd be looking all in, and I'm still waiting on that response about the email. You'd be looking at $348 to get started, and then every month moving forward that you decide to keep the service, it would be $249. So you'd see that reduced pricing. Like I said, it's not an introductory rate that's going to balloon up on you. You know, I've been with this company actually last month, April 17th, was my 11-year anniversary. So I've got clients that have been with me almost from the very beginning. Yeah, we've been doing it almost 20 years. And as a company, we've got clients that have been with us longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. I mean, nobody cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense. And you know, especially being that you're a young company, having that online presence for people that don't already know the name of your business. Google is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet, and every new customer that finds you on Google does become someone who would be someone who can use your services again down the road, or even recommend you to their friends. So it's going to help you to build those client relationships that will keep your business moving forward. So, like I said, it's straightforward pricing. It would be, like I said, the one-time setup fee of $99. The first month is included. It would bill on today's date, which is, you know, the 6th, and then on the 6th of the month moving forward after today, it would just be $249. Now, do you do any commercial work, or is it kind of focusing mainly on residential clients?
I focus mainly on residential, but I can do commercial.
You can do commercial. Okay. So you're not excluding commercial work if it comes your way and it's the right job, that kind of thing. And, you know, like I said, the best part about it is the calls come to you. I did notice, Tara attached here, and I think she might have found it when she was looking for a website for you. She attached the Angie leads, you know, Home Advisor powered by Angie. That's a very different service. That's a lead-based service, right? Are you using that service?
Yeah, I'm using that.
You are, okay.
Yeah.
I know you get leads. Are those leads turning into work?
Well, I literally just signed up. on Friday with them.
Oh, no
yeah,
kidding.
So I'm going, I have an appointment today at 10:30 with them.
Oh, good.
To go
good.
Over everything and to turn on the lead.
You may love it. It's a well-made lead service, and they'll definitely send you leads. Of course, the downside is that it's a shared lead system, so every lead that you get will go out to a couple of your competitors. So it's going to be a little bit hit or miss, but, I mean, you may love it, you may hate it, more likely somewhere in the middle, but no matter what, you know, it doesn't conflict with being a top option on that first page of Google. What I would tell you, though, is what a lot of my clients tell me if they have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you just signed up for or if it's something like Thumbtack or Craftjack Networks. Most of them work about the same. I mean, what varies is how many of your competitors get the same lead that you get and, of course, how much you can cost. But most of my clients actually will scale back on their leads once we get their phone ringing. I think every business owner prefers to get calls directly to them versus paying for a lead and chasing down a lead alongside their competitors. So you might be able to do that, you know, keep your leads paused more often or cap them at a lower amount. Now, oh, hang on one second. I did just hear a chime. I hope it is from my supervisor. Let me pull that up. Okay, so it says, Paul, for this still fairly new company, I'd be more than willing to approve your request to include a website at no additional cost. So I'm looking forward to helping this company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online for the services that they need. So it would be the flat rate. That website would be included. And, you know, one of the things that a lot of our clients like, and you might too, I mean, I would still say the majority of our clients just want us to take care of everything, make all the updates and everything like that, and just make sure that their phone is ringing. But some of our clients do like that they can actually, through their tracking system, add photos to the website, make content changes. So you can make changes to your website on your own if it's something you're inclined to do. But like I said, everything's included. If that means that we're adding more photos or updating things or running a special or a promotion, you know, fall cleanup or whatever it might be, you know, of course we'll be able to do that and there would never be any additional cost for that. Now, when we get your phone ringing, Chris, is this number that we're speaking on the one you want your customers to call? Is this going to be the business number and the one that you want on your website?
No. The one that I'll have on my website is, let me get it pulled up here.
Sure.
Now, on the website, Gil, do I also get an email with that, too, like a business email?
That is something that we can do for you. If you don't have a business email right now, everything would just kind of be linked to your personal email, but everything would be hidden. I mean, no one would need to see the email address. There is, like I said, on the website, that contact form. So when someone fills it out, you'll get a text message and an email. The business number, is that also going to be a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number too?
Yes, I can. Oh.
Okay. And what is the business number?
I'm going through the app here. I'm sorry. Give me just a second.
Oh, no problem. No problem. But if you don't mind me asking while you're looking for that number, this number that we're speaking on, the one ending 7584, this is still going to be a good number for us to call to reach you regarding your account, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Just not the number you want for your customers to call. Oh, the other thing I wanted to ask you, the Angie's has a physical address, the 2267 West Arlington Street. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, though, your business is service-based, meaning that you really only go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. So that address is not like a showroom or a physical location. It's not an address you would necessarily want us to promote for your business online, right?
Right.
Is that your residence?
Yeah, that's my residence. Or
okay.
Well, it's a property I own, but
okay.
It's one that I've got for my real estate, so I'm just using the same address out of it.
I mean, it's centrally located right there in Springfield, located right in the heart of your service area. Now, you do receive mail there, though, right?
Yeah, I do.
You do. Okay. And, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run out of the truck, and they wouldn't want to list any physical street address then for you, since no customers come to you, and especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, Google does want to make sure that you're an active business, that you're an actual legitimate company servicing the greater Springfield area. So they will, maybe they will still send a PIN card. That's how they've always done it. They still kind of default towards it. We are a Google Premier partner, though, so a lot of times we can get that process done quickly and easily with either a phone call or, like, you know, a video, that kind of thing. What is your email, your personal email? I guess you don't have a business email just yet?
No, not yet, I don't. It'll be under C. Murray. Or no, let me give you a different one. Because I've got one through Gmail.
Okay, that's perfect.
For the junk haul, actually. So let me go in here. Well, maybe not. No, I don't. So it's C as in Charlie. E as in Echo.
Okay.
E as in Echo again.
Mm-hmm.
J as in Juliet. A as in Alpha. Y as in Yankee. 0200 at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. And then is your last name Murray?
Yeah, M-U-R-R-A-Y.
Okay, perfect. And then...
I've got that phone number, too.
You do. That's what I was going to ask. Ready to update that whenever you are.
Okay, it's 417-228-8028.
Okay, I've got 417-228-8028. That's going to be the business number, the one that we will put on your website there. Now, Mr. Murray, if you don't have any other questions for me, at this point I would do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. We'll be scheduling a follow-up call from one of our technicians. That, of course, is so we can kind of talk to you more in detail about your services, your service area, find out if there's any mission statement, if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, you know, what's unique about your business, if you want us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, Chris, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. Of course, we would take care of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I am required to do here, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service, reducing the cost of that one-time setup fee, that we're actually going to include the website at no additional cost, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, actually pretty straightforward. Chris, I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
All right, it is fair. Only thing is, I need to go to the bank first before I
can
pay you guys.
That's okay. We'll take a look at something a little bit later on today for that follow-up call after you're able to get to the bank. And then let me get that voice verification there set up. Okay. So, Chris, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Murray, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want it to appear online?
Ozark's Junk Removal.
And That is exactly how I have that. And then, Chris, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Chris Murray, and my official title is owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Murray, as the owner of Ozarks Junk Removal, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, I am.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information, Chris, that you will be using for our services, Mr. Murray, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, Chris, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Murray, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. Like I said, we are already aware of Angie Lead. There's no conflict at all with that. The reason we do ask, though, all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. Chris, we are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Murray, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. Chris, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
Perfect. We'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical address appears for the business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing the cost of the service itself, reducing the setup fee, and including that website with my supervisor's approval, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 6th of May, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $348.00. Chris, when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 6th of the month and that further reduced amount of just $249.00. Now, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it'll never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also include a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website, Chris, is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, it is a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will, no contract, which, of course, means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it if you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. In fact, the service, if necessary, can be paused seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Murray, all that we would request to prevent the charge to your next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Chris, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Murray, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Like I said, we'll certainly wait until after you're able to go to the bank to process that payment. We'll schedule your follow-up call for after that. And then is this going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
I believe it's a MasterCard is what it'll be when I come back.
Okay. And then is the name on your card, is it your name, the business name, or both? Any middle initial for you?
Yeah, it'll be under Christopher Murray, or Christopher okay. L. Murray.
Okay, so C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R, the middle initial of L, and then you said it was a MasterCard. That should actually start with a 5, all MasterCards do. I am, in fact, ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Oh, all right. I still got to go to the bank to put it in there, to
no,
put
sure.
the money in.
That's quite understandable. What time did you want us to process that payment, and then we can follow up with that client interview after that? If I look to the afternoon, I've got a 3 o'clock, a 4 o'clock, and a 5 o'clock. I don't know if you wanted something a little sooner. There is one at 1.
Let's see. I've got a meeting in about 3 minutes. So probably around, I would say probably the 3 o'clock, because you said it wouldn't take very long.
No, I mean it's a 1 hour window. Call would get to you right at or a couple minutes after 3. Get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer. You can even be working as long as you can carry on a conversation. Just kind of those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. So we'll wait until just prior to 3 o'clock then to process that payment, and I'll go ahead and get that card on file now, and then we'll give you a call back right around 3 o'clock.
Okay. Give me just a second here. I've got to get my wallet.
No problem.
Did not hear the whole time.
I do that sometimes.
I walked right by it. All right, so it's going to be 5102.
Yes, sir.
7130.
Okay.
0671.
Yes, sir.
4392.
And then the expiration month and year?
Expiration is going to be 10 of 2026.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
096.
096. I've got 096 on the back. I've got October or 10 of 2026 for the expiration date. And then, Mr. Murray, was the card itself 5102-7130-0671-4392?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Does that bill at the 2267 West Arlington Street, 65810, or is it a different address?
No, it'll, well, the bank's got it messed up. So it's, the address that's tied to is 1381
mm-hmm.
West Eaglewood Drive.
Okay.
Nixon, Missouri, but it's got the Springfield zip code with it. So it's got 65810.
65810.
Yeah.
But it's Nix, so they've got it a little bit not exactly accurate. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when we process that payment just prior to 3 o'clock, you'll get a confirmation email with our client support phone number. The support email will be on there. You'll also receive an additional email that first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. I know you said you've got a meeting coming up, but I did want to just add a little bit of extra security here on your account, just another layer of protection for your question and an answer. So anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Ozarks Junk Removal, even if it's you, Chris, and we recognize your voice, we may occasionally ask you for the answer to the question. More importantly, especially in about 5-7 business days, once your website is active, if you start getting phone calls from people who maybe claim to be Google, even if they claim to be Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information within 10 seconds, just politely let them go. If they're asking you for more money for your Google listing, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification is already attached to your account. It is for your protection, and it clearly states that, of course, moving forward after the initial payment of $348, it just bills for $249 on the 6th of the month. And never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question then are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's do the city I was born in. It's just Springfield.
Springfield? All right. You have to type it in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. So we'll wait until just prior to 3 o'clock to process that payment. Your call will be right at or shortly after 3 o'clock. Oh, if I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll also be on that call just in the very beginning, just to kind of answer any quick questions you might have, of course, to introduce you to your interview technician. I may already be on another phone call or in a meeting or something. I don't get a lot of advance notice, but either way, they'll call you, and they'll take really good care of you. They'll have your file here. Hopefully, I will be able to say a quick hello, but other than that, I want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. What did you say the business name was again? I'm sorry.
So the name of the company is Local Splash. I'm going to send an email out to you right now, and it's going to have my contact information on there. You can always give me a call or shoot me a quick email. I am your account lead on this, but since I'm on the phone almost all the time, I do have the backup or the support of our support client staff. So, oh, by the way, you can call and reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can email, of course, 24/7. The email address will be on the welcome email that you'll get once we process the payment just prior to 3. And you can call, like I said, Monday through Friday. You can email anytime. They'll follow up with you within that same day or the following business day if they get the email after hours.
Okay, perfect.
All right, Chris. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time, and we look forward to speaking with you again a little bit later on in that 3 o'clock hour.
All right, yeah, you do. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk to you before the end of it.
You too. Okay.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye now.